This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W29CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Los Angeles authorities reporting 10 arrests in the ongoing wildfires. District Attorney Nathan Huckman.
These are the people who are seeking to exploit this tragedy for their own benefit. These are people who have engaged in looting, arson.
He didn't specify what they should be, but House Speaker Mike Johnson says any federal aid as Los Angeles continues recovering from the ongoing wildfires should be conditional. At the State Department, President Biden talked up his foreign policy legacy, declaring, in his view, how his administration has made America's adversaries weaker. He noted that Ukraine is still free and independent. North Korea has been making a big show of its military capabilities ahead of President-elect Trump's nomination this coming Monday. South Korea says Pyongyang fired multiple short-range missiles into the Sea of Japan. They flew about 155 miles before falling into the water. This is ABC News. Time magazine's Athlete of the Year had to deal with a stalker.
The Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark.
Indiana police say the number one pick in the WNBA draft was forced to alter her public appearances and the places she went for fear that 55-year-old Michael Lewis would be there. Lewis has been charged with felony stalking, sending numerous texts and explicit DMs to Caitlin Clark from his social media accounts. Lewis is from Texas but was arrested in Indianapolis and acknowledged to officers who detained him any relationship he had with Clark was purely imaginary. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
His family announced the death of Oliviero Toscani, photographer of those provocative ad campaigns for Benetton in the 80s and 90s before breaking with the knitwear brand. One of his images depicted a black woman breastfeeding a white baby, part of Benetton's advocacy for diversity and religious tolerance. Oliviero Toscani was 82. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A milestone for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison, and if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive. And I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who was not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's one thing not to advance in a nationally televised singing competition show. It's another thing to storm off when you're eliminated. And it's still another thing to do it dressed as a toad. Macy Gray is a Grammy-winning artist. On The Masked Singer, where her identity was concealed, she was referred to as Toad in a Hole, also known as a disgusting name for a breakfast plate. Gray eventually came back for the Q&A, where she said, "You know, I've been singing for a long time, and now I'm a toad." Ouch. At least she got paid. Timothy Chalamet will not only host Saturday Night Live in January, he will also be the musical guest. SNL announced the actor will make his third appearance as host January 25th. In addition to receiving rave reviews for his acting in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, the actor has also been lauded for his singing. Chalamet says he spent 5 years preparing for the role, which included singing lessons, and was adamant about not lip-syncing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A chilly night ahead as temperatures drop to 0 to 5 below zero and wind chills around 20 below. Skies will turn mostly clear, northwest winds. On Tuesday, sunshine with highs in the lower to middle teens. Currently 14 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers, will be in with a Tuesday tangent with Lukester. What's grinding his gears? And more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is our buddy Congressman Ro Khanna, who represents the 17th District of California in the U.S. House of Representatives, the Silicon Valley area, and is the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. His website is khanna.house.gov. And over on Blue Sky, Rep. Ro Khanna, R-O Khanna. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. And Happy New Year, by the way. I think it's the first time we've talked this year. What's on your mind today?
Well, Happy New Year, Tom. Obviously, the fires have been on my mind in California. I was back home in California. My district is up north, so we haven't been affected. But a lot of constituents have family and friends whose houses burned down. I mean, it's just a really tragic, devastating situation. And it's going to take a whole of state and country effort to rebuild L.A., the surrounding areas in Palisades and beyond.
Yeah, it's... Now, I'm curious your thoughts on how Donald Trump and this massive right-wing media machine right now are trying to blame every little aspect of the fires on principally Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass. My guess is that they're trying to neuter Gavin Newsom of his potential to run for president in 4 years or 3.5 years.
Well, it's awful to politicize the tragedy. I mean, look, the response should be like Governor Abbott, who is the governor of Texas, a Republican. He said, I'm going to be sending firefighters to L.A., and our thoughts and prayers are with California. Usually in times of national crisis is one of the few times that people come together. And there's plenty of time for politics. And if they were asking these questions, as some of them being illegitimate, 2-3 months from now, that's one thing. But while people are still trying to contain these fires, while people are watching still today their property or housing burn, for them to be distracting is just awful. It's not what we are supposed to be as Americans.
There also was a leaked document this morning from the House Republicans suggesting that they want to cut Medicaid, which, you know, currently aids about 80 million people, that they want to turn it into a program where it's a per capita cap. So if somebody's really expensive, you know, a child with cerebral palsy or something, they burn through that cap very, very quickly. They also want to cut back, you know, use this as, let's see, who said this? Edwin Park, a research professor at Georgetown University's School of Public Policy. He says this is designed to fail to keep pace with expected growth in healthcare costs in order to severely cut federal Medicaid spending, with these cuts growing larger and larger over time. Moreover, the caps would fail to account for any unexpected cost growth, such as public health emergencies or costly drug therapies. The cuts would only help bankroll Trump's tax cuts for his billionaire friends. Do you think this is going to work? They're going after Medicare now, apparently.
Well, it's inhumane. But look, Tommy, you made this point. If you care about the deficits in this country, the reality is that spending has either stayed flat, in some cases actually gone down in terms of a percent of GDP over the net last 10 years. Yeah. So what has happened? We've just given tax breaks to the very wealthy. That is why we have these deficits. What does the Republicans want to do? They want to give more tax breaks to the very wealthy, and they don't want to add to the deficit. So what does that mean? They're going to have to further cut programs that have been flatlined for a decade. And this means cuts in Medicare. It could mean cuts in Social Security. It means cuts in the Department of Education. But, you know, the one thing that you've got listeners all over the country that we need to push back strongly is this idea that federal spending has somehow gone up. It's just not factually true. What has happened is massive tax breaks for the very wealthy.
Yeah, I got it. All right, let's pick up some phone calls here. Wayne in Philadelphia, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hey, how you doing, Tom and Congressman Khanna? So, we know what the Republicans want to do. All the cuts there in Medicare. We know they're going to cut all these programs because they got to get a cash tax cut. They do it every time. What is the Democrats' response? And I hope the Democrats' response is we're going to work with the criminal where we can. When I call him the criminal, that's what I call him because that's what he is, convicted felon. What is the Democrats' response going to be? Right now, the response that I'm seeing from the Democrats is Chuck Schumer, nothing. Hakeem Jeffries, nothing. Dick Durbin, nothing. What is your response going to be? I hope it's not the Neville Chamberlain response.
Well, I can assure you it won't be the Neville Chamberlain response. Hakeem gave a speech when he handed over the gavel saying very clearly the Democrats will fight with every fiber for being against cuts on Social Security, cuts on Medicare, cuts on Department of Education that help working and middle-class people. I believe you will have a unified Democratic Party. I mean, I'm a progressive Democrat, but this isn't just going to be a fight that is progressive Democrats. I think you will have all 215 members of our caucus strongly oppose these tax breaks to the very wealthy on the backs of the working and middle class. The last time Donald Trump tried one of these things in 2017, it was wildly unpopular, and I expect that it's going to be wildly unpopular again. Because of the policy. I mean, it's helping the people who already have extraordinary wealth at the expense of the folks who are having rough out there, the working and middle class.
If I could ask a follow-up to that, you know, we've seen a Republican strategy where you've got Democrats and Republicans having relatively equal numbers, where the billionaire donors or people affiliated with the Republican Party will reach out to a couple of what they consider to be vulnerable Democrats and spiff the hell out of them, you know, give them all kinds of benefits to get them on their side. We saw this with the payoffs to Kyrsten Sinema, for example, and Joe Manchin. And that, you know, prevented us from getting the For the People Act or the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. It's looking to me like they're now reaching out to massage John Fetterman, and he might be amenable to that sort of ego-stroking financial support. Are you concerned about this?
Well, when I criticized Senator Kyrsten Sinema, people said, "Well, what are you doing? She's going to be a senator for many years." And turns out that money is not enough. Kyrsten Sinema didn't run for re-election because she would have gotten destroyed. And Ruben Gallego is the new senator. So I think it's a cautionary tale for any Democrat who may want to cooperate within a Trump agenda that's going to hurt working class or middle class families or compromise their values. Now, I've known Senator Fetterman a long time. We worked together on Bernie Sanders' campaign. I still believe that he has an economic populism in him, and even places where we haven't seen eye to eye on the Middle East or on immigration, I would be shocked and do not think he would compromise when it comes to tax breaks for the very wealthy. I mean, he's always been an economic populist. But in terms of your broader point, we have to be vigilant about it.
Yeah, thank you. Michael in Gainesville, Florida. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yes, hello, Congressman Khan. I think you're the reason, and progressives are the reason Trump won, and I'm a Democrat, so I'm very sad to say that, but for 70 years, every time a child has been born, that child has been probabilistically going to be less well off than the parent for 70 years, and that's under both Republican and Democrat purveyance. And I think the people went for the wild card. And I know you can't automatically just say, okay, next year everything at least this will be the 71st year, it's going to be better. But the things you're not saying is why we're in our situation. You're not saying that you're going to do a full burst and healthcare is a right where the child is going to genocide. Every young man and woman does it. You're not screaming that from the mountaintop. And you're so strong with the progressive. And that's why Trump won, because we know the others. We can't share a world of difference. And let us just do, and she found hers too. But someone else made hers come true. Now I'm a star. But every time I sing, it's just drifting down the dusty Dixie Road. Taking my mind. Burn like hell. Once you know, you left heaven waiting down the Dixie Road.
The denials by health insurance companies, what they're doing is their costs on the public. And a search in every stranger's face, trying to find the girl who's just not there. Concentrated wealth in the hands of a few because of shareholder buyback, because of
and I'm clear across the country, but whenever I'm alone, I go back there.
We've been pushing a bold, progressive agenda.
Members of Congress and the House and Senate willing to stand up to him if he does things that are illegal, because there is a political remedy for that. It's called impeachment. It's called asking someone to resign. And in my view, I put more blame on the cowardice of the Republican Party to check Donald Trump.
Makes good riding roads. Country makes good music.
Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour.
Driver makes good fires, good years make good swings.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
For me.
You can find Congressman Khanna's website at
same as call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There's so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let their representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to it.
Select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for you. Find a Medicare Advantage plan you need.
live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxInkRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after G6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, maybe they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again? Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works, unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/overadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Miss your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
One-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you, they tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head over to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience helping over 2 million find over $700 billion in coverage just in 1985. Get the right life insurance for you or less at selectquote.com/insurance. Go to selectquote.com/Tom. Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls for Congressman Lo Khanna. Blue in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Nice to talk to you. Congressman, I called before. I asked if you could talk to somebody about putting heart rate variability bias feedback devices with wheelchairs in public places because they're like fire flight detectors.
Americans don't go just conquer land or try to acquire things.
Around here, you're gonna see more trucks and cars catch light.
Yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungry again. Feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call a number to give you some great life without drugs or illness. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine a lot of great life could be, and all it takes is one simple phone call.
Goes to active military veterans and
Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Los Angeles authorities reporting 10 arrests in the ongoing wildfire. District Attorney Nathan Huckman.
These are the people who are seeking to exploit this tragedy for their own benefit. These are people who have engaged in looting.
He didn't specify what they should be, but House Speaker Mike Johnson says any federal aid as Los Angeles continues recovering from the ongoing wildfires should be conditional. At the State Department, President Biden talked up his foreign policy legacy, declaring in his view how his administration has made America's adversaries weaker. He noted that Ukraine is still free and independent. North Korea has been making a big show of its military capabilities ahead of President-elect Trump's nomination this coming Monday. South Korea says Pyongyang fired multiple short-range missiles into the Sea of Japan. They flew about 155 miles before falling into the water. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The show must go on. Despite wildfires continuing to burn, production will start up again in Los Angeles. After being put on hold last week, Variety reports that shows like Jimmy Kimmel Live, NCIS Origins, and The Neighborhood will resume production. Other shows like Hacks, Suits LA, Ted, and Amazon's Fallout have not resumed production after being affected last week. Hollywood continues to rally around the victims of the LA fires. The latest organization to donate money is the Screen Actors Guild and American Federation of TV and Radio Artists. SAG-AFTRA had closed its offices due to the fires, which started January 7th. The union also postponed its in-person award nominating ceremony. SAG-AFTRA president, actress Fran Drescher, offered support to victims and those who have lost their homes and announced her union would donate $1 million to victims through the SAG-AFTRA Foundation. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A milestone for the Badgers. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison, and if they win, it'll be Greg Dard's 200th career win as head coach. Dard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Stephen is best when he's aggressive, and I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we run some in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at 5-4. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A chilly night ahead as temperatures drop to 0 to 5 below 0 and wind chills around 20 below. Skies will turn mostly clear, northwest winds. On Tuesday, sunshine with highs in the lower to middle teens. Currently 14 degrees.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn as the national media landscape continues to evolve. Plus, when insurance companies go broke, who pays? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
But that's the top thinkers and activists and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit FFRF.us. /Hartman with two N's at the end. And, or text my name Hartman with those two N's to 511-511 and become our member today. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrs.us/Hartman. Together we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text speaks me FY. ffrs.us/Hartman.
But it's true.
And welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. I've got his Monroe Connor with us for the hour, taking your calls at the National University Town Hall meeting. Marty in Wixom, Michigan, on here with Congressman Connor.
Hi, Tom, I'm Representative Connor. We thank Tom for letting me ask this question directly to the congressman. My question is what I think is arguably the biggest structural move that Trump intends to pursue, because of its long-term effect on the federal budget.
For the rich is sort of in their DNA, but putting them on the defensive and letting them know this is where we're going to prosecute the case is good strategy.
Kelly in Kingland, Arizona, you're on in the arms of another man.
And and it's not getting taxed at ordinary income. So there are a lot of loopholes that we can close, but the Republicans and Trump are knowing to close it.
Carolyn, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. 100.9.
Town, your town, double Dutch in the park. Ice creams are failing out of Mrs. Tess. Got to blow up grants in the yard and it's March. Ain't coming down anytime soon. Got a nursing home to buy them with some Dolly Parton. And them high school kids traveling like James Harden. Waiting in the cities to the Olive Garden. On Prom night, it's good times. We be living that yard like y'all. Southwest, off with Jesus.
Let's get an answer.
Well, unfortunately, there is no recourse when someone is elected to the Congress or the Senate to voters to kick them out of the House or Senate. That's how it's been.
Anyway, and I lived there in 1991 until the fires occurred. And I was going to Mills College, and I did see my husband down. And my graduate thesis you on give me 1991
until the fire in Oakland. But every time that I'm near you, it's like hell freezing over me.
You're such a hot shot on the phone. And not so much talking like a rolling stone. I don't understand how come they're getting this chance to jam. Baby, please, I want the real thing. Come on over, let's get it gone. It's okay. The lights are breakdown in communication between the streets and the fire. I could be in a crown, but I still want my fun. You can't touch me, I don't cry. We both got scars and baby, it's alright.
So you see me in a crown, well I'll make you win one. You
light hair and hair would be kind of bad. And if they're going to be here and answer why there wasn't that much in their eye and why the front wasn't there,
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I
know
love you
with a drinking
like
or
Sawyer
problem.
Sweets. Learn delicious Valentine's cookies.
Share these stories.
Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call
after
Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your
drugs.
Sweetie
after
with
my
Amber's
DWI
Sweets.
Arrest,
sweet treats for your special someone.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
I'm get sober now. Your private insurance may cover cost, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired
that stood
if I'd done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back at all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. And I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitmo. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves pride.
Through all the fatherhoods first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Metabolism, even healthy weight. Field of Greens is radically better. It is the only one that promises better health for your money back. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens. One drink a day is all it takes. You'll look and feel healthier with more energy fast, and your doctor will notice your improved health, and you get your money back. Get your New Year's discount with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's the code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Your name so loud here, I can't hear a thing, but I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Gonna play another song. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Then hey, that's from down here. Fine, y'all take that bit next to the outside. That's what parking lots are for. Once you're out, you ain't coming back. Down the rope ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Gonna play the floor. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Then hey, come back for more.
stop that, whether the Supreme Court has any say in it, whether Congress will be able to do anything, and whether the Republicans, and it's going to be a big test of Republicans, whether they're going to go around with the actual destruction of the rule of law in the United States and turning America into a territorial paradise.
Hey girl, what's your name, girl? I've been looking at you and every guy here's doing the same, girl. It'd be a shame, girl, if I let you just walk on by. Cause I'm all caught up in your sweet smile, girl. Like you comes around once in a while. So I gotta give it a shot, gotta give it a little bit of what you got. Hey girl, what you think, girl? You look a little thirsty, let me go get you something to drink, girl. Before you blink, girl, I'll be right back by your side. If you want, we can roll out. I know my way around this town. I got a shotgun seat for you. You can tell me where it is you want to take off to. I know you don't know me, but I can't leave you alone.
Budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get 3 monthly movie rentals. They give you 1 free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get 3 income tech visits, no cost equipment replacements, no free base remote, and you can watch commercial free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream.
News from the center, WRCE. Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. Sandy Williams will be here to talk about what to expect from the Trump administration with the inauguration less than a week away.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department sent to congressional leadership the part of Special Counsel Jack Smith's final report dealing with then-President Trump's role in the Capitol riot. The report, obtained by ABC News through a source who got their hands on it. In a letter accompanying the report, Smith called laughable Trump's baseless attacks on the federal prosecutors who brought two criminal cases against him. Los Angeles wildfires continue, and the hot, dry Santa Ana wind that fanned the first blazes is returning.
We've got 36 hours of what will be an urgent situation again in California. It is different than what happened last week. It's a little less, but still the type that can take down trees and power lines, and we've got this upper-level support speeding up the Santa Ana winds and making it even bigger.
ABC News meteorologist Ginger Z. Federal public health officials reporting high levels of respiratory illnesses, flu, COVID, and RSV in 29 states, very high levels in 6 states. This is ABC News. Jim Ryan. More than a dozen of President-elect Trump's